Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Getting Rid of Bradley by Jennifer Cruzy, performed by Elena Stauffer, produced by Audible, Inc.
Chapter 1. I've never known anyone who has stood up for her own divorce before, Tina Savage told her sister. What's it feel like? Not good. Lucy Savage Porter tried to smooth her flowered skirt with a damp hand. Can we go? I'm not enjoying this. She gave up on the skirt and clutched her lumpy tapestry bag to her as she glanced around the marble hallway of the Riverbend courthouse. Bradley signed the divorce papers. We don't even need to be here. Psychologically, we need to be here. You had a ceremony when you got married. You need one when you get divorced. I want you to feel divorced. I want you to feel free. Now, sit over there on the bench while I find Benton to tell me why this is taking so long. I'd feel a lot freer if you'd stop ordering me around, Lucy started to say, and then blinked instead. She'd been having rebellious moments like that a lot lately, but they were hard to hold on to, especially since the only time she had actually followed through on one, it had been a disaster. Right now, she was sitting under a brassy head of curls because she'd decided to go blonde as a symbol of her freedom. Some symbol. She looked like Golden Barbie with crow's feet. Maybe the problem was that she wasn't an independent kind of person. Other than the hair fiasco, every time she'd decided to be more independent, logic stopped her cold. After all, Tina was right. She did need the closure of hearing the divorce decree, and the bench was the best place to sit. It would be illogical to disagree just for the sake of disagreeing.